My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What can we say about our Blessed Mother that we haven't already spoken about? That we haven't prayed about many, many times in our meditations and the Rosary, that we haven't delved deeply in our many years of Marian devotion? One thing. When you see the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, there are so many signs that are given in her image. When what appeared upon that tilma and converted within the first 7 years after that miraculous image appeared upon the tilma of San Juan Diego, 8 million souls came to Christ just here in the Americas. But in every time that Our Lady appears, she always has one constant message. And it's very simple. And in fact, it's the greatest grace that any person who calls himself Christian is able to have from the very moment of their baptism. What we see within the image, and you can see it even on this vestment, which Linda picked out for us today, you can see it here, is her hands. Her hands are always in this position. What's significant about that position? Is that she's praying. She's praying. And every time that our mother appears, she says the same thing to us. She is constantly calling us to prayer. Even when she gave that great prayer, which we pray each and every day, to Saint Dominic or to Saint Francis, depending on which tradition you follow where the Hail Mary came from, even within that prayer, she asked for the same thing. It wasn't some man who came up with the Hail Mary. It wasn't some just great saint who came up with the Hail Mary. It was Our Lady. And Our Lady is saying, look, at the very beginning, you praise me. You recognize who I am, and that helps you to understand why you can come to me. And I want you to ask me for my prayers. Because one thing about Our Lady is that she is constantly with her hands in prayer. And so she leads us to ask for her intercession because her prayers are effective. When we look upon the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is our mother, it's an image for us to follow in her same way. To always have our hands folded, meaning our hands are always to be in a motion of prayer. Not just physically, but interiorly. Our hearts are always to be in constant communication with Christ. When a policeman takes somebody into custody, what do they always do? They bind their hands. Why? Because it's not their will that gets to be done. They're not worthy to do what it is that they want to do, and so they must be led. So too, brothers and sisters, when we take our hands in prayer, we bind our hands and say, Lord God, your will be done. That's the posture that Our Lady always takes. Not what my hands want to do, but Lord, what your hands want to do. Today, as we celebrate this feast day of our mother, patroness of the Americas, Let us try to follow a little bit more in her example. And today, bind our hands to constantly be in prayer, and especially to ask her, who is the fairest honor of our race, for the graces we need today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.